Lock it.
Back on?
Yes.
Okay. So we're out of executive session. The next agenda item is a proclamation. Proclamation for Knockout Opioid Abuse Day, which is scheduled for October 6, 2018. Whereas New Jersey is in the midst of a life-threatening opioid abuse epidemic, I thought I would try to get a little information on where Lebanon Township stands in that. So this is a little bit off the proclamation, but I spoke with our police to get an idea. It turns out our police are the ones who administer and carry Narcan. This past weekend, coincidentally, there happened to have been two Narcan incidents. Both were successful in that the individual survived. But typically, over the last 5 years, our police force has administered 3 to 5 per year. But it does come in streaks, and like we saw last weekend, too. We also have a number of independent institutions in the township which have Narcan on site, and I think one of them is a sponsor of this proclamation. But back to the proclamation. So whereas the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey has designated October 6, 2018, as Knockout Opioid Abuse Day, an initiative with a dual purpose, to educate families of the addictive qualities of opioid pain medicines and their link to heroin abuse rates in New Jersey, and communicate to physicians information on safer prescribing messages found in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines for prescribing opioids, which include considering other therapies, setting realistic treatment goals with patients, and discussing with patients the positives and negatives of opioids. And whereas the State Senate and General Assembly jointly resolved that October 6th shall be permanently designated as Knockout Opioid Abuse Day in New Jersey in order to raise awareness about the dangers of and the link between opioid abuse and heroin addiction and to educate health care providers, community leaders, state lawmakers, and members of the public about the opioid abuse epidemic and its effects throughout the state of New Jersey and across the country. And whereas Freedom House Incorporated, which is a local partner here in our township, supports initiatives designed to raise awareness about opioid abuse in New Jersey and take steps to prevent addiction. Therefore, be resolved that October 6, 2018 be recognized as Knockout Opioid Abuse Day in the Township of Lebanon, New Jersey. I would also just, again, as a side note, that our police department, I think a year ago, put in a prescription drug drop-off box down in our police station, and I understand it's pretty well used by our residents as a way to try to get prescription drugs out of circulation. So, would there be a motion to endorse the proclamation?
I'll make a motion to endorse the proclamation to knock out Opioid Abuse Day, October 6, 2018.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. On the agenda tonight, we have no resolutions under regular business. So the first item of old business is the DPW manager request to purchase a V-Box spreader. The V-Box spreader was in the budget at the beginning of the year, and we reiterated that approval a couple meetings or so ago. This is to go on our GMC 5500. The old one is rusted out. The V-Box spreader would cost $17,995, purchased under a cooperative Sourcewell cooperative contract number 080114-HPI. And our CFO certifies the funds are available. Our DPW supervisor happens to be here if anyone has any comments or questions. But I think this is something we're aware of and doesn't need much discussion. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the DPW manager's request to purchase a V-Box spreader.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what that
was. Yes.
The hottest whatever.
And yes. Okay, the next item is something that is under new business, which is the DPW request permission to purchase a new 2017 international dump truck for the DPW. A little bit of background on this, and we also have our supervisor here in case he wants to fill in any details as I give them, but he has been telling us for the last several budget cycles that we've been down a dump truck. In 2016, we had a catastrophic fail of an engine, and the unit went out of service. The last couple of years, as we've had these narrow patches in our budget, so to speak, we've been deferring that. This year, in 2018, as things are, we're getting a little bit of flexibility back in the budget, we had approved to replace one of the pickup trucks. After that, we had during the spring snowstorms, we had a tree fall on our Mason dump, which could be repaired, but it cost almost more to repair than the truck was worth, so we've decided to surplus that truck, and the thought to modify our budget to replace the Mason dump. As our supervisor was getting quotes for the Mason dump and finding that the pricing for a Mason dump was heading north of $90,000, the vendor brought to his attention that they have a so-called demo truck, one that was loaded with all the bells and whistles, a 2017 that had never been used, less than 1,000 miles on it, fully loaded. Original price of the truck, $227,000. Then they're adding in a paint job and a plow for maybe another $15,000 to $20,000 of value. And the price that they're offering it at is $169,465. This would also be through the Sourcewell contract, cooperative contract number 080114-HPI. We have room in our capital ordinance that we passed several meetings ago. We have to do some reprioritizing. Recall when we passed that capital budget or capital ordinance, we didn't allocate our entire budget this year of the capital that we put in the budget of $500,000. We allocated $382,000. So the ability to pay exists. It's obviously a prioritization question, and we would be able to buy this without incurring any debt for the township, as we've now gotten our budget back in a position where we have the flexibility. We can't buy all three trucks in 1 year, but we can move things around to buy this truck if that's the committee's judgment. This would be, and here, the background, we have 9 snow routes, as I understand it. At the current time, we have 6 of these bigger dump trucks. This would be the 7th one. Plus, we have the roll-off, plus we use the Mason dump for certain routes. So this would get us back up to fully equipment capable for running the routes at the more efficient way of doing it. The smaller trucks have to go back for salt more often and the like. So these trucks that the Warren gives us a list of, you know, the lifetime expected out of these trucks, this would have us fully staffed to nearly 2030-35 with our large dump trucks. With that, let me turn it over to comments and questions.
This particular truck I like because it provides the opportunity to be able to spreader in front of the tires. So in ice storms, et cetera, this I guess would be your workhorse for really dangerous situations or bad hills and stuff.
Yeah, we don't have any trucks with that capability now, as I understand it.
And actually, this B-box spreader that we were putting on the GMC, I was going to try and do that with that. But it wasn't working out that way, so this would really fit in good.
And I mean, as I understand it, the price we're getting this for is actually less than the price we got our last truck for, which, as I recall, was a whole nightmare when we went through getting it. So having this, saying we're getting it, it's done, is, I think, a nice feature to go through the truck stuck at some yard somewhere waiting because somebody's out of business or something like that. So that's a nice thing to say. You know, I don't have to go through the process of 6 months, 8 months to get something.
We have it for this winter. And it's a better price than we would ever
get. Yeah, a better price, and we have it for this winter.
We have the same features, but mm-hmm. So, again, everybody's got the full visibility, this wouldn't replace the Mason dump that we were going to buy. It means next year we would probably either get a Mason dump or a pickup truck. We still have the replacement cycle ahead of us. It's, like I say, sort of reallocating priorities.
It's taking the opportunity of a good deal.
And the deal is...
Right, that's exactly right.
Any other discussion?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of a no-brainer, in my opinion. for, you know, we have the money to do it. We have to get one eventually. And this also gives Warren the opportunity to see some of these other features that we would probably never see or potentially purchase on trucks to say, is it worth it or not worth it? You know, for the next round to say, hey, yeah, this was a great, great added accessory that helped us out or not.
That next round is in 2038.
Oh, well, then he don't.
I question a little bit. I question a little bit.
They'll be automatic. There won't be any kind of crew, right?
Autonomous.
There'll be drones.
So, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the DPW manager's request to purchase the 2017 International Dump Truck for $169,465.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Next item of business is the shared service agreement for law enforcement officer with the North Hunterdon-Voorhees Regional High School. This is a renewal of the agreement that was put in place last year where the high school pays for a full-time officer, full-time regular member of our department, and we have different officers that rotate through the school as a school resource officer. So the terms, the price, the quarterly payment stay the same. The key number, they reimburse us $86,000 for the services in the 2018-2019 school year of a member of our police force spending time in their school. Any other comments?
That was the same as last year, right?
Same 86, as last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm good.
Is there a motion? And I guess, is this the motion to authorize the mayor to sign?
So I guess I'll make the motion to authorize the mayor to sign the shared service agreement for law enforcement officers by and between Voorhees High School and the Township of Lebanon for 2018-2019.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next on the agenda is a request from Sergeant Gurniak to purchase two ballistic vests. These are for the Class 3 Special Law Enforcement Officers, mm-hmm. otherwise known as the SLEOs, that we swore in a couple of meetings ago. Cost of two vests is $2,215.88, purchased through Lawman Supply Company, which has New Jersey State Contract Number A81351, and this cost would be fully reimbursed by the North Hunterdon Voorhees School District. Is there a motion to approve this purchase?
I'll make a motion to approve the two ballistic vests for the two new SLEO officers for $2,215.88.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next on the agenda is a request from Sergeant Gurniak to purchase two handheld radios for combined cost of $1,817.51 from M&V Communications, State Contract A83909. These are also for the two new Voorhees SLEO officers and will be reimbursed by the North Hunterdon Voorhees High School District.
I'll make a motion to approve the two handheld radios for $1,817.51 for the two new SLEO officers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next on the agenda is a request from resident Mr. Steve Kretzky for an extension of approval to reside in a camper. I don't see him here tonight, but he's provided us with a comprehensive letter describing the challenges he's had in getting his house rebuilt. I believe there was a fire some years ago, and he's been living on the property on a camper, facing challenges getting that done. Checking with our zoning officer, my understanding is there are no complaints from the neighbors. He's definitely making progress, and so the zoning officer had no objection if we were to consider this one-year extension is the request.
And I went by there over the weekend, and there's clearly a lot of it's changed a lot over the past 2 years. So there's improvements. Actually, it's the property itself looks a lot cleaner. So outside of fixing up the house, the property looks cleaner too. So I you know, he's definitely making the attempts, and things are getting done. It's just obviously slower than he probably he would also prefer. So I don't see a reason why we can't extend this.
Do we know what he needs to still do?
I don't think it's finished on the inside. The way it looks, the outside looks fairly finished. It looks like the inside is not. From when I drove by, the doors were opened, and there, it looked like he was there and some people were working in there, but it doesn't look like it's finished on the inside to be livable yet.
I would just take this opportunity, not knowing his exact situation, but pointing out for other people in the township, the township does, under its affordable housing obligations, we do have money available for rehab projects for residents subject to deed restrictions. And I would just encourage, if that applies to Mr. Krebsky, I have no idea, but for he or anyone else, if that's part of the challenge getting it done, he should see our housing coordinator. Otherwise, any other discussion, thoughts on this request?
I would make the motion to approve his request for another year to be able to live on the trailer, in this trailer, while he's finishing the construction of his house.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a request from Meals on Wheels for supporting that worthy cause. Last year, we donated $500, and I believe the request this year is to donate $500. Any other comments, questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve $1,000 as a donation.
I assume we have that in the budget, but or can we make room for it?
Yeah,
we can find it. Is there a second or any other discussion?
I know we have 500 approved in the budget. I didn't know if we had 1,000. That would be my only concern there. As if Greg, you know.
Yeah, I believe that you did budget 500,
yeah.
But that's not to say you can.
No, it's not to say we can't, but I know there is 500 allocated, as I recall, in the budget for it. So.
Do we have to decide tonight?
Well, you could approve it based on the 1,000, unless there's a reason, I guess, that the CFO can't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess come November you could move it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's already October,
I think to say contingent on being able to find it,
upon certification of the CFO.
Put it on the bill list.
Yeah.
Approve it subject to it being available.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, the only obvious consideration is, we have so many worthy causes. If we double our donation to every worthy cause, then we wouldn't have room for it. Mm-hmm. So I think the discussion needs to be, is this the worthy cause that we double our donation to? Because I think right now we have a motion.
All I can say to that is that I did participate in that last year, and it was a very good experience, and it is utilized all throughout the area and appreciated, and it works.
If we have two choices, there's either a second, or then there's no second, and we look for another motion. That's the way we do, right?
Correct.
Say there's
under Robert's rules, without a second, it would die, and the floor would be open for another motion,
yep.
Or there's a second and a roll call.
So is there either a...
I'll make a motion that we approve the $500 donation.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next.
Budget time. We talk about it, Brian.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
the budget time.
Yeah. Mention that worked there.
Next on the agenda is a Squares Point request. I will abstain from this. Turn it over to the deputy mayor.
Okay. We have a letter before us from Squires Point, who had purchased liability insurance, which is consistent with the requirements that We have asked Friends Memorial Park also, naming the township as additionally insured, and they're looking for a reimbursement. So they're coming before us to seek a reimbursement for their liability insurance. We extend that to Friends Memorial Park also, another 501c, you know, independent organization. So I think that's something this committee can consider. And if we need to have any discussion between the committee, we may, or a motion to approve.
Would this be like a donation?
May seem like
not,
that.
Not in the budget.
Is this the official address of the Squires Point?
That's the Carob address, yep.
It's the Carob address, okay.
They don't own a building of their own.
Okay.
So, is there any discussion that the committee needs? To
I guess the amount is $524.
That's what they expended?
I mean, we've done it for, obviously, for Friends of Memorial Park, right?
Well, I think the township looks at Friends of Memorial Park, not, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but and Squire's Point as what they offer to the township.
Right.
So this is a little gratuitous.
But as I'm saying, we've done it for them.
Yes.
So, I mean, the
it's the same
know,
situation.
Same situation. Yeah. So I would say we... I would make the motion to approve the reimbursement of the $524 for the Squires Point insurance.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Okay, thank you.
We'll roll into the next Squires Point
related.
Oh, I will
continue with this?
Yep.
Okay. The historians are requesting that they donate pottery and ornaments to Squires Point. It's my understanding that the township purchased this through the local historians or through the trust fund that we have, and it's been repaid. Now, there was a double purchase. Is all that repaid also? So everything's been repaid to the township. Is there a situation for purging township goods to an organization, a donation like this?
Purging township
gifts. Well, in other words, the township purchased them. They've been re-gifted the money that the donations brought into the town. The historians have put the money back into the trust fund, and now they would like to pass these goods on to, these items on to Squires Point.
To remain
sort of the leftover inventory.
Leftover inventory.
Okay, just so I'm clear, who actually owns them now?
The trust. Historians have a trust.
Okay.
So
it's township and the township.
To me, the historians own this.
Is there a way to value the items? Because it's gonna that could affect the answer. Has their value been determined?
Can I provide information even though I'm abstaining from it? I think it is township property. It was purchased
right
on a township purchase order. And I believe it's probably in the range of $2,000 valued as the purchase price of the materials.
Well,
the historians purchase ornaments and pottery and then offer them in exchange for donations. And so we know the actual price of them, and I'm guessing it's $2,000 worth or less.
Of the total, what was originally purchased.
Yeah, what's left?
Yeah, it's probably under 1,000.
Under 1,000.
Yeah, there's not much. I was there yesterday, and there's not much pottery, which I thought there was should have been a lot more fish. Yeah.
The answer is it's possible that it can be done. I would prefer if it has a value that's above, that's not nominal or impossible to ascertain, that we do it by formal resolution, unless there's some time sensitivity to this.
I think only the holiday season, if they wanted to go to pancake breakfast and the like. Did the auditor ever get back?
Yeah, actually, after I left today, and he said that he doesn't have a problem with it. I didn't speak with him, though, so Matt probably has a little bit more information. I tried to explain that it was a 501c3 that was formed, all of that. And I had told him, not knowing what was sold, that the purchase was approximately $3,000, I think I told him. So, but I didn't know at that time what had been purchased.
Or sold.
Yeah. Why are we doing this?
That's the historian's wishes to give that to the Squire's Point.
Then if you could, why don't you can come up to the thing to explain the intention.
Lori Hoffman, historian. Because now Squire's Point is purchased the new ornaments. So now the historians always did that to raise money for different things. So now that we've brought up Squire's Point up to date, that's our purpose of Squire's Point, is to go out and keep the, like doing the bathroom, maintaining historical things in the township. So beings you can make donations, it's 503C that we can, it just seems easier than the historians selling stuff or getting donations now that we have this nonprofit to do it. Because everything that we do, we're turning it over to the township. So it comes out to almost, it just seems easier to have one organization getting donations than having to keep two different things separate.
And the auditor didn't have a problem.
So I'm kind of surprised
like to do it
myself.
By a resolution.
So, yeah, but I just so I'm clear. So they would take it and then they would
fundraise with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for historian,
and I believe the mission of Squire's Point is to the betterment of historical buildings, history of, you know, collecting historical artifacts and caring for those historical artifacts. So it's a benefit to the residents of this town.
Well, that's the question. So absolutely. If it's performing what is deemed a public purpose, which is what you just described.
Exactly.
That's a separate, and that may be why it mm-hmm. was.
That's our mission statement.
Okay. If it's used for that purpose.
Absolutely.
I did explain that to you.
Okay, you must. Yes. That yeah. That would explain why it would be a more definitive answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
the in concert, as we do often with all these groups, the key element is that they're performing what is or has historically been a public function. We're basically relying on them for help, which allows this
exactly.
to happen. So if they were to take it and fundraise to go on a trip or something, the answer would be no. But based on that, then it would be permissible.
I think so. And I think by the township reimbursing both these groups shows
the same
that.
Thing. Yeah.
It shows.
I mean, you could go through the artifice
what they're doing,
of saying, they're ours, you can sell them, and whatever you raise will then donate to your group for use for a public function. And that's what we're having here instead, is having them actually exert the effort on behalf of the municipality to raise those funds to achieve the public purpose.
It's right. No different than us giving essentially Friends of Memorial Park the use of the park to raise funds to better the park. It's public.
Like asking for $1,000 donation.
it's actually better because you have to go out and earn the money first, and then have
yeah. it. But it's a similar thing. We're giving them, you know, Friends of Memorial Park use of the park to raise money. That this is a, you know,
we have these two dynamic groups that are just making it better in Lebanon Township.
Right.
And then we've already got the cost that our trust fund put out. It's already been back. We've already made profit.
So if I don't need a resolution at this point.
Now you can do that for under the circumstances that have been just put on the record.
So I would look for a motion from this committee and a second, lest there's more discussion needed.
Just wondering in general, are we going to have a memorandum of understanding like we do with the park people? Because there seems to be a couple of things going on here.
What do you mean?
Well, you mentioned that at the August 1st meeting that this would be the same, and that we would have a memo of understanding, an MOU, that it would be handled the same way we do with parks.
I think so far that's the way we are handling it. And
are we going to get
it? Again, it's a benefit to the residents here.
Yeah, that's fine, but are we going to get it in writing? I mean, we did it for the park. That's
we don't have
a problem. We don't own anything. Well, we did do a memorandum of understanding with the Friends, didn't we?
Not for us.
Well, anyways.
Same thing. We could just give them the same.
I'd like
document.
To, right now, I'd like to see if we can get a motion or a second, or if not, where are we going with this at this point? Because it is a benefit to the residents, what both groups are doing.
I'll make a motion to approve the historian's request to donate pottery and ornaments to Squire's Point.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Abstain.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, thank next you. Is a raffle request from Friends of Memorial Park for dated October 28th, 2018, between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. It's a 50% cash raffle. Any discussion?
And this is Halloween Madness, isn't it? This is when, that's what this date is, because it doesn't really say what it's. So I'm assuming
that's that is Halloween Madness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any problems with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make a motion to approve the raffle for Friends of Memorial Park for October 28th from the hours of 3 to 6 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then a raffle application for the Key Club at Voorhees High School. This is October 27th, the hours of 5 to 9 p.m. for various gift certificates for restaurants, salon services, basket-themed contents.
I'll make a motion to approve the raffle license for the Key Club for October 27th from 5 to 9 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we're down to presentation of vouchers.
All right, DPW, I got a couple here. Old Castle Precast for Inlet Rogers and Bases, amount of $1,474. Griffith Allied Trucking is diesel fuel, $1,376.10. Warren Materials, asphalt, $1,549.01. And that's all I have that qualifies.
I have one from the Township of Tewksbury, which is our shared court, which is third quarter of 2018. Total cost of $9,660.75. That's all I have.
I have our JCP&L Master Electric bill for September 2018, $1,042.34.
I have none that apply.
I have one for Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for police, $1,016.73. That's it.
With that, is there any discussion or motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We have two items of correspondence. The first, we have the minutes of the historians' meeting from June 14th, 2018. Unless anyone has anything to call out. And then the historians are informing us of an event this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m., an art show by Township resident Terry Trotta, where they are estimating about 40 guests at the museum and plan to spend about $150 on the reception. And I don't, that doesn't require a vote, it's just notification. Okay. With that, we are to the public comment. There's a motion to open to public comment on anything anyone would like to bring up.
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall Road. Joan put in her retirement in June, and we have not moved forward at all. Historians would like to move forward. We really would have liked someone there before Joan left.
We will take that under our advisement, and we are going to be heading into construction also, so there might be a issue with the museum being open once they get into construction.
But
we're not sure yet.
So, like, how long did it take for you to hire a new DPW employee?
Yeah, but we'll take it upon advisement. It's on our mind, believe me.
I know,
okay?
That, because I know I've discussed it with you, but it just seems like we're not moving forward.
Well, there has been some, discussion and research It's just not official yet what we are coming up with, what we're thinking, you know, where the committee's at with how many hours we want to be open. So that will be in discussion.
Change of what we...
No, not necessarily.
But when, necessarily. When can we...
We want one employee, two employees.
When will we know?
That'll be a discussion.
We're having a meeting next week, so what information...
That might be a good time to discuss it.
Huh?
That might be a good time to discuss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think so.
But,
at our meeting?
Yeah, I think we would.
All right. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we will be going into executive session. This will be Resolution 69, 2018. We have an item of attorney-client privilege on the Little Brook Lane discussion and further discussion on hiring a DPW employee. Action may or may not occur.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.